is the PS5 is being restocked, which is coming. It's coming. And other locations, we have locations being revealed. Where are they going to be restocking? So what do you think? So what do you think about this whole PS5 restock and the locations being revealed, in your opinion?
Well, you know, if you really want the PS5, I'm glad that's the restock is coming. I know that I was at Best Buy recently, and Best Buy says that like Tuesdays and Saturdays are when they get their restocking. So that's kind of inside information for you guys. Tuesdays and Saturdays, if you want to, yeah. And then sometimes you look at Monday night or something, it might be, you know, refresh before Tuesday or something.
Go attack then, Target, guys.
Yeah.
And for their PS5.
And then indoors, they said, like, it was like, okay, well, Wednesday and Sunday. Like, so it's like they might be restocked online sooner than they are restocked in person, you know? So you said if you come in on a Wednesday, we'll probably have it. But if we do our restocking on Tuesday.
And also, too, I read up that if you purchase it online, make sure you have your credit card and everything on hand already so the site won't crash. So you can just purchase it and just walk out of there, out of the website without it crashing. So you won't overload the servers. Yeah.
Get in and out.
Get in and out. When you're in, get by it and just walk out, drive, like, get off, log off. You know, you won't cause that server to crash. And then you might not even get the PS5. You're the one that caused the crash. You know, maybe your purchase didn't go through and you thought it went through. Oh, I just bought my PS5. And then when you get there at the store, no, there is no PS5, man. And you crashed the server.
I'm not sure which stores have the servers crash like that, but that's bad for business. Like, if that happens, they should upgrade their servers, because
I think it happened on Amazon. Because
it's not just the PS5 they're not selling when that happens. It's all their products they're not selling.
Yeah. They take a big loss. That's
a lot of, yeah. Don't have that bottleneck ever.
Yeah. It's cost per, they're losing cost per minute or cost per second.
Like, I've never really experienced that. So I'm not sure which stores that happens for, you know? But if your store shuts down like that, probably everybody's going to go to like to Amazon or somewhere, you know, like,
yeah,
whoever pays for like the higher servers, you know.
Which also, didn't this happen to Amazon a few while back?
I don't remember it. If it did, do you remember it?
I thought it was, but I couldn't tell. So if y'all guys know, if y'all remember something about this, let us know what company this happened to, because I swear there was something that happened recently. When the market, actually nobody could log in and actually make a purchase. I don't remember where.
Tell us which companies are, you know, which companies like fall apart, you know, when there's too many people using them.
Yeah, it was crazy. This is crazy. And also too, what do you think? Hold on, quick. What do you think this is going to be a good thing or a bad thing, Joe? Like, you know, this whole restocking, you think it's going to help the company or it's going to make them get more negative?
No, it's awesome. Awesome. More supply. And, you know, like, I mean, the more supply of PS5s are out there, the cheaper, like all the PC parts will be available because people are buying that instead of the PC parts. Cause it's plus or minus, right? Like if all the PC parts are there, then maybe people buy less consoles and vice versa.
Yeah. Also,
too, and anybody who wants the PS5, I don't want them. It's sad. I don't want them not to be able to buy one. So if they have the money for it, go buy it. But you know, low supply doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. All this supply is because the human.
It doesn't help the gamer. It's sad.
Yeah. All this supply is because of the issue that we're dealing with right now with the whole.
Definitely.
The human malware that we've been talking about for the last pretty much year. If you've pretty much been up to date with the human malware, you know, it's still here. You know, there's a lot of supply and demand needed for this stuff.
It is a time to reflect, to say, you know, can you be appreciative and, you know, use what you have right now?
Yeah.
And if you do, and if you do get it, it'd be like, oh, wow, that's awesome. Like, you won the lottery ticket by.
Yep.
Otherwise, you know how many next year.
Yeah, there's millions of people that are trying to get it. So if you end up getting it, you got you're one of the lucky ones. I'll be glad if you get one. But
yeah,
and also too. Yeah, also too. We're gonna be revealing the locations. Joe, you wanna let them know what locations they're gonna be revealing besides Target because you gave us the insider off Tuesdays and Thursdays. Best Buy. So you if go in Best Buy. So go ahead and let us know what the other ones, Joe.
Walmart, Amazon, Target, Sony, B&H Photo, Newegg, Adorama, and Sam's Club. And then in Canada, there's also Amazon and Walmart with Best Buy.
And with, you got the UK as well. It's pretty much
UK is Amazon, this company called Very, John Lewis, Argos, Curry's, and Box.
So if you haven't gone out there to those sites, go ask them when is their inventory stocking up dates and go and get going during that time and take a look.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Strike up a conversation for a minute before then and then ask that question.
Yeah. You don't want to just attack a worker because you don't want to be like kind of rude.
Being polite goes a long way. Like they want to help a customer out. You know, if you're being rude, you're not going to get that information probably.
Yeah,
come back when we have it.
It's all about presentation, man. All about presentation. And also, too, if you become friends with one of the workers, you might just get inside scoops on all the latest stuff that gets released before anybody else does, even us.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would. What do you also too? Do you think? Do you think they're gonna be like limiting number, like very low numbers, or do you think they're gonna be keeping a high number of quantity in store stocks, like you know, for the products? Like, are they gonna keep like just maybe like 50 of them, 25 of them, because maybe one of the workers are stealing them or something like that? Do you think that's gonna happen? In your thought.
I'm thinking about this more than I have before in terms of there was something that I wanted to buy recently and it said it wasn't in a store and it said it couldn't be shipped. And it's like, there's a pendulum between only letting people buy it in store or online or a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. I think it's gotta be a balancing act. And I think that they maybe the balancing act doesn't really exist because, it's just too time consuming to do it. Like as a seller, right? You could put all of your stuff online and not care about what happens. And then everybody could like put it on eBay and try to charge you three times the price.
Oh man. That or we you just talked about be, that.
Or you could have some loyal customers in that city who could actually go to the store. But then what if over time, those people, they don't go to the store. They're looking online and you haven't updated. I think I told you this, like Micro Center, usually from what I've seen, they have a lot more in store that they don't even mention on their website that's in store.
Yeah.
Like they have like an online store for Micro Center and then they have the store that you can choose. But
yep.
A lot of times the inventory online doesn't get updated. And so there's stuff on the shelves that isn't being sold because people like to buy stuff online or vice versa, you know, like they get there and they don't know it's there, you know?
Yep. Definitely. Definitely. I've seen that happen a lot.
And so you don't want product not sold. So,
yep.
So also that thing, like maybe nobody in that city wants to buy the PS5, which is unlikely, but that could happen.
Also, I found out through Target, one of the Target's employees, that they're allowed to sell products. Even they're not in store up to a certain number. So if they have like, maybe because they know what's coming in the next delivery. So they'll say, you know what? We could sell at least 10 more and it will put it sold out after anything after that. So we have to wait till they have to wait till the next delivery comes in. I found that out inside.
You did. That is like the hybrid model that you just mentioned that I didn't even think about is people who go in the store right? Because you're still supporting people who go into your stores and buy other stuff, right? We submit people who, like, they're just not going to buy the PS5. They're going to go in there and buy the PS5 and a few DVDs and whatever else, right? Because they're there. It's just like, oh, it's like impulse buying.
Yep.
But by letting somebody in the store get priority for something you would put online, it's like the best of both worlds. You're supporting local, but also you can ship it wherever. You know, it's like you taking it from the online inventory because it was going to be sold anyway online, and you're going to support, like, that store is going to be like, oh, yeah, I have a loyal customer here. It's not just somebody who's going to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I don't want to push them away for like 50 other items they're going to buy my store just because I don't have the PS5. Because consumers know which companies don't care and let scalping take over. And then some of those people, they do sometimes support companies that make sure that people actually can get it in store.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay. So,
hopefully the shortages don't last for too long.
Yeah, definitely. I hope everything after this human malware, hopefully everything goes back to normal with all the stocking up and everything back up to the way we used to have it. Always on supply.
Yeah, because the PS5 is pretty sweet and all those cool 4K games and stuff.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. So,